Welcome to episode 14 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and this episode of You Matter is created entirely by you. We'll hear from 10 different ambassadors as they share about the importance of people having jobs, how we're connected, personal connections to artists and partners, and then we'll end with a series of encouraging messages about how they came to understand how they matter and really how together we all matter. What a great way to wrap up 2015. Now, as always, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. I love seeing your comments using the You Matter hashtag over on the Facebook wall. You're really making sure that this podcast becomes a conversation and a resource in the community. So please keep those comments coming. Kelsey Linville shared over on the runway wall. She said, "You guys, inspired by catching up on the You Matter episodes, I took a leap out of my comfort zone and posted a short video on Facebook of my Noonday Why before the Christmas delivery deadline. I wasn't able to book any shows for December, so I'm trying to get those online orders. Well, my video resulted in an order from an acquaintance who had never heard of Noonday. It's so affirming to see results, however small, from pushing myself to reach beyond what's comfortable. If you've been waiting for a little nudge to push you beyond your own boundaries, consider this it. It feels great on the other side." That is awesome, Kelsey. I am so glad you felt inspired and saw that your step of courage led to a place of connection with an acquaintance and that you're loving the freedom that it feels to push outside your comfort zone. That's incredible. And because your time matters, I want to be sure you saw on Bloomfire the opportunity to apply for a role as an advisor. This is an incredible role within the ambassador community, and Noonday would be incredibly honored if you applied. Read all the details on the application process and qualifications on Bloomfire. If the role isn't for you, however, I really encourage you to reach out to a friend in the ambassador community that you think would be a great fit. Sometimes we don't always have the ability to see ourselves for who we really are, and a personal encouragement or a reach out makes all the difference. You know, who knows, maybe your encouragement to that ambassador to apply may be just the thing that she needs to step out and do it. All right, as we wrap up the end of 2015 and are celebrating Christmas and the holidays with our friends and family, it is really a great time to reflect on what this year has meant. So today's episode is in that light. We really wanted to gather together ambassadors and their feedback. So we had an open call for submissions and we offered it up to you and the ambassador community. I loved hearing all the entries and hear what's going on in ambassadors' hearts and minds. Time doesn't allow us to share every submission, but we hope to in a later episode. So today what we're sharing is ambassadors as they reflect on the importance of people having jobs. Then next we'll hear about personal connections that ambassadors have to specific artists and partners. Then we'll talk about how as ambassadors we are all connected. And then at the very end we'll hear from a variety of ambassadors as they share their journey to understanding that they matter. Each of these submissions is a reflection of individuals within the Noonday community, so I hope you enjoy the variety of perspectives and experiences. All right, so one of Noonday's pillars is people have jobs. Listen in as these ambassadors share what they have learned about the importance of dignified job creation.
This is Carrie Little from the San Francisco Bay Area. Before I started Noonday, I worked with a group that would travel internationally doing children's programs. We did camps and vacation Bible schools and really just loved on children and had a great time doing it. But every time I would come home from those trips, I would still feel a little depressed because even though we had loved on them and shown them true care and concern, we really didn't do very much to take care of the situation that they were in. And I would come home depressed, thinking, what can I do? They're still in the poverty that we found them in. And I know that they are still struggling for their, you know, daily meals. So when I found out about Noonday and started reading about how Noonday was changing the world through dignified job creation, it was like a light bulb went off in my mind. And I thought, of course, jobs. These people need jobs. They're talented. They're smart. They are super resourceful. If they just had an opportunity for some long-term trade, for a job that would provide them with a living wage, what a difference in their lives that would make. And it's one of the reasons I joined Noonday was because I knew that this was something that would really make a difference in their lives, where they could keep their families together, send their kids to school, get the medical attention that they need. And to me, it was just a no-brainer. Providing jobs, dignified jobs at living wages, really can make a difference in the lives of people. And I'm so glad I get to be a part of that.
Hey, y'all, this is Jill Edwards. I'm from Central Texas, and I wanted to talk with you today about People Have Jobs. As many of you know, one of the biggest reasons I was initially drawn to Noonday was to generate extra income for a family member who had suffered horrific financial loss. This loss occurred in a season of their lives when generating income through dignified work was no longer possible. Going into this, I thought I had a good understanding of the impact such a loss has on one's life. But in my journey as an ambassador this past year, it quickly became clear that I really had no clue. As I've watched my precious family struggle, and I've learned more and more about our artisans and their struggles for generations, my heart has just been open to the power of dignified work, to the healing that takes place when one is freed to use their God-given talents. I love Jen Hatmaker's words in the Style for Justice video. We really do all want the same thing. There is not a thing different from what I dream to what they dream. And this is the message that I try to carry with me to every trunk show and in every interaction I have in sharing Noonday with people. I love that our impact not only changes their physical lives, but heals their hearts as well.
And closely related to people having jobs are the two artisan partner stories we're about to hear. These ambassadors are going to share their personal connection to these artisan partners, and I think you will really get a lot from it. As ambassadors, for us, it really is an honor to represent the hardworking artisan groups at each and every trunk show. And it's so inspiring for me to hear how these ambassadors specifically are so personally connected and the impact that's being had because of the relationship they have with the artisans.
Hey everybody, this is Kelly McGee and I'm calling from Burke, Virginia, and I wanted to share a quick artisan story with you that just sticks with me that I think about almost every day. I had the privilege to go to Ecuador this summer and visit all the artisan partners there, but Luis and Marina just really stuck out to me. They make the Sonrisa necklace and the Marina necklace. And they are just such a sweet, humble couple. They fed us lunch. All of their family lives around them, with them. And they were just so warm and welcoming and inviting. We sat down after lunch and we had a little discussion with them and asked questions back and forth through translator, sweet Emily Marotta. And the question that stands out in my mind, someone asked Luis what his dreams are for the future. And he started crying, and we all started crying. And he said, I didn't know I could have dreams outside of this. I didn't know that I could have dreams beyond working at home with my family, supporting them. And I couldn't believe, the more I reflect upon this, how much it echoes my own story with Noonday. I really didn't know that I could have dreams beyond the things that I was already doing, and Noonday has opened up so many worlds for me that I never knew existed, where I'm connected with other women and other people worldwide, and being able to do something meaningful and empowering. And I'm just so thankful for that. So I hope that encourages you too.
This is Carrie Little from the San Francisco Bay Area. One of the artisans that has really touched me is Sunita. I tell her story at almost every show because what she has done in her community by fighting against the norm of domestic violence really speaks to my life too. I was in a relationship that was very violent. And one of the reasons I was able to get out of that relationship was because I had a solid job where I was paying our bills. I could pay for my rent. I could pay for my car. I could take care of myself. And I just love that Sunita has been empowered through dignified work to go and fight against these norms and to get women out of situations that would be hopeless otherwise. What a great equalizer having a job that pays well, that is a long-term commitment. What a difference that makes in the lives of women and their children. And I just love Sunita for her bravery and for doing the thing that she knows is the best to do.
Thank you for sharing, Kelly and Carrie. What I love about being an ambassador is our ability to form connections with the artisans we partner with and then share those connections at our trunk shows. If you're coming to Shine this year, you will have an opportunity to meet several artisan partners, and of course, if you plan to travel this summer on an artisan trip. Take these opportunities if you can to form your own personal connections and then share these at your upcoming trunk shows. Up next, we know that the ambassador community is such a special place. Whether we're laughing it up on the Hammies Off Topic page or we're sharing business tips over coffee at a local meetup, there are some incredible connections and next steps being made through Noonday.
My name is Hannah Zersky, and I'm from Salem, Oregon. My cousin Anne, who's like a sister to my husband Kyle, teaches various grade levels at Acacia International School in Kampala, Uganda. She is able to come home over the summers, and this year, as we were celebrating some family birthdays, she gifted an item from Uganda. The large cow horn hoops labeled Noonday Collection, no less. I flipped because I'd just started my adventure with Noonday at the time, and they weren't in the typical packaging we see from home office. So I asked her where she got them. She said from a warehouse with a shop where one of her students is interning. The African-style warehouse with Jalia and Daniel, I mean, hello! I love to share this with women at my trunk shows because Noonday is really new to my area, and not only shows that Noonday is a legit company, but that it isn't just some big corporation. And even though we're thousands of miles away, it's just one small way that we're connected.
My name is Lauren Verrill, and I'm from Overland Park, Kansas. I went to conference, the Shine Conference, in January, and I just remember feeling overwhelmed, but in the good way. All of a sudden, I was surrounded by women who thought the same thoughts that I did, acted the same way, was passionate about the same stuff that I was passionate about, and then I got to see so many incredible women, men and women, speak truth with, you know, Jessica speaking about, you know, being or having the worth of a woman. And then Hillary from Dean Street Society spoke about just different ways that we can find our own inner beauty and find confidence in that. And of course, with Moon and Jalia, and just seeing their strong desire to elevate the worth of a woman was just so inspiring. And since then, I made it a point to become the person that I want to be and then live fully in that instead of being afraid of doing certain things or just talking myself out of certain things. And so honestly, this year, my word has been shine, because I went to Shine in the person that I truly am, and then also help the women in my community find that their inner beauty as well, and finding confidence in that. And I don't think that I would have been able to become the person I am at the end of 2015 without going to Shine, and then without the Noonday Ambassador community, and just how incredible they are. And they're just so good at just encouraging each woman to be the person that they truly are, and to not be afraid or not to conform to how society is telling them to be. And it's just a really beautiful thing.
Hey, this is Brandy Mendenhall, and I live outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And I wanted to speak to the We Are Connected aspect of my role with Noonday Collection. I have been an ambassador for almost 4 years, and I think it goes without saying that I definitely feel very connected to my ambassador sister community, and consider it one of my greatest joys and privileges to be a part of this unique sisterhood. But I also wanted to highlight the trip that I took 3 summers ago. It was the very first artisan partner trip, the first, group of ambassadors that had ever been to visit our artisans. And I just remember after spending a couple days there in Guatemala, we went to Anna's house and our someone in her family's house and had lunch with them. And we had already spent the day kind of getting to know them and seeing all of the weaving and everything at their shop. And I just remember walking back to the boat with Whitney, actually, and just talking about this overwhelming conviction I'd had that day of how much these ladies are our sisters. Like, truly, truly, these are just as much our family as our biological family, our birth families, or however you refer to the family that you live with and interact with on a day-to-day basis. Our artisan partners are equally as much part of our family and truly are like our sisters. And I realized that sometimes I allow my family, my biological family at home, the kids that I parent, the husband that I'm married to, my extended family beyond that, I sometimes allow them to be convenient excuses for why I can't hustle, why I can't have that extra trunk show that month. And I just really felt convicted that I shouldn't allow, my birth family here or my biological family to be convenient excuses. These artisan partners, our sisters, they actually are very dependent upon us getting out and selling their product. And the, sustained orders and sustained work, they are very dependent upon that. And when you meet them in person, there's not a desperation there, but there's just that mutual symbiotic relationship. We can't do our jobs without them, and they can't have jobs without us doing our function here. And so I just really wanted to speak to that and just encourage you that there are other people that want to love on your children by babysitting them, caring for them, possibly even taking them to their functions throughout the week. Your husband, I think they benefit from us walking in our gifts and getting out there and doing our sales and everything as well. So I just wanted to encourage you guys, especially since we've been in this last minute hustle of the month of December, to really stretch to qualify for those artisan partner trips. Really get out there and do your best, whatever that looks like for you, but really make sure it's your best, and don't allow convenient excuses to keep you from really performing at your maximum capacity as an ambassador for Noonday.
And finally, we have the honor to hear from 4 ambassadors as they share how they've learned how they matter through their role as a Noonday ambassador. And you are going to be so encouraged that you matter as well.
Hey, this is Lisa Thompson from Illinois, south suburbs of Chicago. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how I've really learned that I matter since working with Noonday Collection. My history has been one of a lot of self-confidence issues and low self-esteem and doubt when it comes to my appearance. And I was always really embarrassed about that because I know that ultimately that doesn't matter. But it was always something that was really hard for me. And it comes and goes, but it was also really hard for me at conference this last year. And so when I was picked to be in this fall catalog, I was freaked out because I just didn't relish the idea of being photographed and being with other girls that, you know, I mean, come on, let's be real. I totally Facebook stalked the other girls when I found out who else was going to be in the photo shoot and immediately felt like I'm in a totally different category. They were all so beautiful, and so I was really freaked out. But I had a lot of people pray for me, and that weekend was so awesome. Being with other Noonday Collection ambassadors, being with Home Office, and the whole photo shoot team, I just felt so loved and so beautiful, and I really felt God speaking to me over that weekend and telling me that I really needed to see myself how He sees me, and also how others see me. And also, I just can relate to so many other women that struggle with their self-worth. So Noonday Collection has kind of exposed some of those hard areas in my life, and I've really used it and turned it around, and I'm a lot more confident in who I am because I know that I do matter, and I know that my appearance really has nothing to do with my self-worth. I love that I can speak that truth into other women, and I love that the confidence that I've found through Noonday I've been able to use that and touch other lives as well.
Hi, I'm Amanda Collins, and I live in Lebanon, Missouri in the Midwest, and today I wanted to share about You Matter. Noonday Collection has really helped me find my voice and learn that I matter. Before becoming an ambassador, I really struggled with anxiety and fear of what others would say or think about me. I really hid my passions and would mention them here and there, or if people asked about our adoption, then I would just kind of throw it out there. But I really didn't have any rhyme or reason on how to share poverty alleviation and fair wage with others. But becoming a Noonday ambassador has really equipped me to be able to share my passions with others. Noonday Collection has educated me on how I can connect with the average woman, especially those who maybe have never heard of fair trade before. I'm continually gaining strength in my voice and knowing that God is the one who defines me, not other people. I really feel that Noonday Collection has helped me to find my voice and gain confidence. I'm no longer afraid of what people may say or think. And not only that, but I'm really able to harness my passions and be able to share it confidently and graciously with other men and women in my community, because I want them to know that they matter, that each and every person in this world deserves dignity and respect, and that they matter. I matter. We all matter. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. It's Jennifer Fry in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I want to talk a little bit about the term You Matter and how, as an ambassador, I've learned that I matter in this whole system. And that's hard to even say because I think we most of us are gals that are so minded about other people. And that's why we do what we do. We're not necessarily here for financial gain for ourselves. We are minded towards the care and love of these artisans. And And if we do that through selling their beautiful jewelry and accessories, well, then that's how we've chosen to do it. And so something that's really happened to me in the last really only a couple weeks, I've been with Noonday for 2 years, but right now in December, I'm in the middle of this huge hustle towards the goal line of trying to qualify to be able to go on an artisan trip next summer. And, you know, it really started as something that was difficult for me to ask for, to say, yes, I actually want to go on this trip. And of course I did want to go, but to get there meant I was going to have to ask a lot of people to make a lot of purchases that I'm usually not as comfortable with asking for, especially without trunk shows. I only had one trunk show scheduled in December, which ended up canceling. So all of the progress I've made has been through pleas on Facebook and through emails and connections behind the scenes with gals I know that are interested in Noonday, have been prior customers, or have maybe shown an interest but hadn't purchased yet. So, but what I think is really shocking to me through this process has been how I have taken ownership of my business. And just to say that sounds awkward, because I guess for so long it has focused outward. And it kind of clicked with me in the beginning that to make this goal or to even have a shot, I was going to have to be really bold in my ask for the people around me. And I'm always so worried about people's feelings and I don't want to offend them, but you know, this is my business too. And if I'm going to be at a trunk show and talk to them about how we are creating jobs and giving sustainable employment to these artisans, and that's a wonderful and beautiful thing, shouldn't that be a wonderful and beautiful thing for myself as well? And so just kind of making this bridge from just about the other people to it's okay to own my own business too, and to operate it as a business and to have investment in it as my own business, not just for the artisans and our home office. But so taking that leap of, if we're going to talk about how great that is for everybody else, that we need to do that for ourselves. We need to give ourselves that grace as well, and permission to be girl bosses and to hustle and to go out there and just to get it and work it. And if we come from a place where we're doing it from the heart, we're still not going to be offensive and we're still not going to make people mad with our posts. I have been overwhelmed with the support and love that I have seen just by sharing my heart and being vulnerable and open and honest. And so I just want to encourage us all to find this place where you're okay with running the best business you can, running the best race that you can. And sometimes that is for you too, not just for everybody else. So go get them, girls. Have a great 2015.
It's Elizabeth Bricknell from Longview, Washington. And like many ambassadors, I am learning that I matter. This is something that I am learning even more of the longer that I have been an ambassador, and something that continues to be an added blessing in my life as I recognize the ripple effect that being an ambassador has on my community, within my own family, within my church family, and within the women that I'm meeting trunk show after trunk show after trunk show. Being an advocate is something that I've been passionate about ever since I was in college, and I went on my first overseas mission trip to the Philippines, and I came home and I knew that these were stories that I needed to tell in some form or another. But it wasn't until I got home from Bolivia after I graduated from college and I spent 4 months volunteering with an organization that ministers to women who had been trafficked or who were continuing to prostitute. And what I learned during that time wrecked me and continues to be part of my story and my motivation for being an ambassador. Women are forced into prostitution, not necessarily because they have a pimp or someone who's forcing them to do it. It's simply because they have no other option of earning money to put food on the table for their kids. And as a mom, that wrecks me to the core. And so I am just really learning that those stories that I share at every trunk show have the opportunity and the ability to empower women to make a difference wherever they are. And like I mentioned, the ripple effect earlier, I've seen it happening. When I post things on Facebook,
women are responding and they're liking it. They're commenting about pieces that I'm wearing. They're crying about the stories that I'm telling. They're shopping at the places I've told them about. They're asking me where to find certain things that are ethically made and produced. And I've watched youth group girls, teenagers, join Dressember and raise money for IJM. I have seen an incredible movement amongst our ambassador community and the influence that we have as women, and what a unique opportunity it is to be invited into strangers' homes to use that as a platform to advocate. And I'm learning that every single piece of that matters, and it has potential for ripple effect and goes far beyond our reach of what we can even see or imagine. And it's been such a blessing and an encouragement to me when I see some of these seeds that have been planted come to fruition in ways that I didn't even expect.
Thank you so much to everyone who shared. It really is inspiring to hear from so many different voices and perspectives, but yet know we are all connected to the same mission, to create a flourishing world where people have jobs, children are cherished, women are empowered, and we are connected. For me, this episode is really the perfect way to wrap up 2015 and the first year of You Matter. It's with your voices, because you matter. And each one of you listening, you matter as well. So go out there and find your inspiration or refind it. Give thanks for what this year has meant for you. And let's rally and go for it at Shine and into 2016. We have a world to change. And then please take a moment and share your takeaways from today's episode over on our Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep this conversation going until next time. As you interact, we'll drive content and hopefully share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.